Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for the Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Here we go, hour three on a Monday. We are flying through our show. Live in Los Angeles, it's The Herd, wherever you may be and however you may be listening. iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, FS1, Jason McIntyre. He told me to take the Broncos last night. He told me to take the Packers. I thought it was unbelievable. No Mike Evans, no Julio, no Godwin, no left tackle. Brady's going through some emotional times with his family, and I came down to one play. I was like, if I was Tampa, I walk out of that thinking, if we can get marginally healthy here, we're good.
Yeah. But we both hit the Falcons. That was a big game of the weekend. Yes. Nobody cares about Falcons, Seahawks, but that game was fun, by the way.
Of course, they're all fun. Yeah. I like the low-scoring stuff, too. Let's bring in Sean Payton, the coach of the year, a Super Bowl champ, 9 years, 15 playoffs. We've been bringing him on Mondays. It's been an absolute joy for us. So I was watching the game last night, and I be the first to admit, the game is so offensive now. Most games are up in the 20s.
Sure.
But I found so much value in it. Like, let's start with the Niners. My takeaway was, this was the first week in 8 months that Garoppolo got every snap at practice. I think San Francisco's going to be fine.
Yeah, I do too. That's who I would pick right now, I think, after three games.
To win the NFC?
To win the NFC West.
Okay.
And look, there were a handful of those games this past weekend. I feel like there's been two or three where you're watching and you're saying, well, they're missing a lot of their weapons. They're hurt. And even with Green Bay, I mean, he misses Adams.
Oh, there's no question. They missed each other.
Yes, no, both of them. Yeah. You know, and it's one of those things where you don't realize, you know, how good things. That was the best 1-2 punch. Quarterback receiver tandem
in the league
for the last 3 years, and there was a gap between 1 and 2,
right?
And all of a sudden that was broken up.
This is an interesting thing, and I said this: there are all wins feel good, but there are losses that you can live with. Buffalo, you had the ball 40 minutes,
yeah.
And then there are wins that I'd get on that flight home and I'd look at my staff and go, well, we got a little issue. Green Bay, three games, can't score in the second half. My takeaway is Aaron loses trust really quickly with these young guys, and if they drop a pass or there's a fumble, after that fumble, next 7 of the next 8 drives, 3 plays punt, is that this offense with these kids needs patience.
Well, look, if you're there and you're Aaron or you're coaching there, it just means, hey, there's nothing better than a win and we have work to do. If you're the head coach.
Right.
We won, but clearly we can put the tape on. We have work to do. As opposed to we did everything right, and I've got to really worry about this team being overconfident going into next week, right. week's game. So we won, and that's it's a real good win. Like, because I didn't see that win for them. I saw Tampa Bay's yeah. defense being a tough matchup. And quite honestly, I thought Green Bay did a good job in the first 2 or 3 series. They moved the ball, and what was amazing is they gave you the yards per pass, and then the yards after the catch, the yak was like 170 yards. In other words, all the passes were going to the flats or intermediate areas of the field, but they were advancing the ball with run after the catch. But when you come after, when you follow up a game like that and you're able to go back and say, hey, in order for us to get where we want to go, we have a lot more work to do. And I think there are a number of teams like that right now that you're kind of looking at and saying, we remember last year a little bit with some of these teams, and there's been some shuffling of skill players, yeah. injuries, whatnot. Well,
yeah, Sean, look at this. People aren't playing in the preseason. A lot of soft tissue injuries.
Yeah.
Buffalo's beat up.
Yep.
I honestly think this is that most of the players that are hurt will return, but you no longer hit. And so
right.
I mean, that's what it looks like to me.
You're exactly right. And look, the data, they can play with that however they want to, but we're seeing more of that in
not season ending stuff.
No, just like Julio Jones. You know, I think I'm just going to say he's questionable the rest of the year. The last 3 seasons, he's been questionable
right.
every week. So yeah. I don't need to see that on the ticker anymore.
Yeah. So let's go to let's go back to San Francisco, Denver. So you are a very strong-willed person, and you and Breeze formed over the last 7-8 years like a real bond, you may never have a bond like that with a quarterback the rest of your life.
Sure.
And he certainly won't.
Sure.
But it takes time. Your first year, you're trying to figure out what can he do, what can he, and you're strong-willed, and he's like, man, this coach has got a point of view. And Drew is. And so Hackett's known as a nice guy, and Russell wants to be a good soldier, and they come together, and Russell doesn't – he kind of is, all right, we'll do some of your stuff. And then the coach is like, well, he's a star. He just made $300 million. And I felt like until the last drive, they were feeling each other out, and Russell finally last night said – I'm just going to go do my thing. I'm just going to run around like I did for 10 years because I feel like this is harder than people think. That first 6 games together with a new guy.
Yeah, and when you take a player who's been with one organization 12 years or 13 years and at the quarterback position, so he's probably had a couple offenses, you know, yeah. a few offensive coordinators. They've made changes, whether or not they change the verbiage or terminology, who knows. But then when he arrives somewhere else and it's a new team, new ownership, they bring in a new head coach. I mean, everything there is new. And so the only stability you'd say would be Peyton, the GM. You know, that's in place.
Yeah.
And, man, getting up to speed and on the same page and putting – I remember this, and this was unique. When we got to New Orleans, Breeze was still a Charger. Mm-hmm. We were at the Combine. It was February. We had the 2nd pick of the draft. So a lot of our focus was on the quarterbacks. How can we find a quarterback? We knew we were in that market. And, we were looking at Josh McCown. We were looking at a number of veterans, and we got word that the Chargers had released Drew. He had the shoulder yeah. surgery.
Yeah.
And the hardest part was it was such a it was such an unusual injury. There was no history. There wasn't one example of a quarterback who had a fully torn rotator and that came back and played. All right. We made the decision to bring Drew on board, and it just so happened months prior to that, I had hired the Chargers quality control coach, Pete Carmichael, who's now the offensive coordinator. Pete had insight as to this is what we called certain things. This is, and so immediately when we signed Breeze – because we're all gathering, putting the offense together. This is our first year.
Denver's doing.
We began to put together terms he knew, systems he knew, things that were familiar to him just to bridge that gap, just to make it a little bit smoother.
Sure.
And so I don't know how much Hackett and Russell had talked in the offseason relative to cadence, huddle. This is how we call formations. But I think it's not a bad idea, when you, especially when you're getting a veteran player like Russell Wilson. I was always a little leery of this acquisition.
How come?
And well, I think going into year 13, I think it was more the compensation. I think it's a lot for a player going into his 13th year. I think it's a lot of compensation.
Huh.
And but, you know, we're selling a dream.
That's a good point.
And we're selling a team. And so it's a more attractive team with a franchise quarterback on it than it was.
Going to get more money from that ownership group.
Yeah. It's certainly more attractive when that's in place.
Sure. No, that's really important. And I think it's great to go back with Breeze, because I think there's some limitations to here. If Russell doesn't run, he's not the same player. Like, it's like Kyler Murray now has decided, I don't want to run. Well, you're not the same quarterback.
Yeah. Those off-schedule plays, Russell especially, gosh, the thing that he would give you fits with is, you know, flush the pocket, and a normal quarterback would gain 3 yards, he'd gain 8. It'd be 2nd and 3. Or it's that scramble, that crazy pull-up, and that ball that traveled 60 yards in the air. He did that better than anyone.
Yeah.
And then with Kyler, obviously, you're he's a little different that way. I mean,
yeah. You
know, but Russell became good enough to beat you in the pocket as well. And I think you mentioned a player earlier. I felt like in the last 14 days, we've seen this quarterback at Philly, Jalen Hurts.
What do you make of
it? I would agree 100% with what you said. I liked him. I thought he was a good player. But we've seen him come into his own, his coming out party, if you will. And people talk about confidence. It comes only, and it's only born from demonstrated ability. And in the last 2 weeks, we've seen his step, like leaps and bounds, become thrown into the discussion of one of the top players or someone who's potentially an MVP of our league, and you would have never thought about that 2 years ago.
By the way, the front office deserves credit. Howie Roseman took some big swings.
No question. I was in New York as a coordinator, and we had played the Eagles well for years, and they had a young quarterback, Donovan McNabb, who had struggled beating the Giants. And on a Monday night in New York, he finally, in a 2-minute drill, took his team back against us and won the game. And I would say, I always remember saying that was a growth moment that night for him. And I feel like the last two games that we've seen Jalen play, particularly two weeks ago, the Minnesota game, where it was like, holy cow. It was so impressive, and we all looked at it and said, it's happening right now. So when someone says, hey, when did he become, it's happening right now in front of our eyes.
Which is pretty cool.
Yeah, it is.
So yesterday with the Raiders, and I think they have some roster issues. They have some really, really nice high-end pieces. Darren Waller's a terrific player.
Sure.
I think Colton Miller's a good left tackle. Hunter Renfrow. Obviously, Devontae Adams, but he's brand new. I like Derek Carr more than most. And they have some edge rushers. Max Crosby's terrific. But the roster, I think, has some holes in it. But yesterday after a loss, the owner meets. They have a long meeting with the owner and the coach, Josh McDaniels. What am I supposed to read into that?
Well, it is what it is. You know, when the boss wants to see you, it probably means there's some problems. I think this, the first thing I think about, because I interviewed with the owner's father, Al Davis, on two different occasions. Thank God he doesn't have to meet with Al Davis, because Al knew everything about defensive football. He knew fronts, he knew coverages, he knew offensive packages. He was the one owner in this league that could interview you on personnel. Like he was a coach at one point, a general manager, a commissioner of a league, and then owner of a team. And so it wasn't just how's your family, what do you believe in relative to your philosophy in the offseason. It was much more in depth. He wanted to draw front and coverage, put it up on the grease board, and then just talk football. So that meeting for Josh, those are never fun. All right. Regardless of what industry you're in, you know,
it's boss calls.
It's the meeting where your mom says, wait till your dad gets home. It's the same meeting. You sit in your room and you just dread the door closing. But it would have been a lot more difficult meeting. And I, with all respect to Mark, and Mark's a tremendous guy and someone that I know, look, they were just in the playoffs. And he had to make a tough decision, by the way. You know, Mark, there was a sentiment to keep the status quo and the job Rich had done and, you know, replacing John Gruden during the year.
Yeah.
And so that's a tough decision. And then you make that decision and you kind of clean house a little bit, general manager, head coach, and no one wants to be sitting there 0-3. So Dad came home last night.
So Eric Bieniemy and Mahomes had a moment. Bieniemy's known. He was a player. He was a great player in college, and he's an intense guy, intimidating, and he'll howl a little bit. You know, he can be loud. That's his reputation. He's intense. And Mahomes, he's got a strong point of view. When you see this, should I be concerned?
No, look, they're 2-1. They've got this level of expectation. They believe they should win every game. Was that coming off the end of the half?
Yes.
And was it a situation where
Mahomes wanted to go for it, and Bieniemy was like, let's just get to the locker room?
But I think Mahomes probably was looking at, why aren't we throwing one Hail Mary to the end zone?
Yeah.
Like, in other words,
yeah.
And quite honestly, it's a good question.
Right.
You know, like there's times where if you can't get it to the end zone, all right, you know, let's take the knee That kind of stuff happens. Believe it or not, a lot more happens than you think, and we only capture a little bit of it.
So, Sean, that's what I said with the Ken Dorsey reaction. I said, folks, we didn't have cameras in there 10 years ago. I've sat next to coaching upstairs twice, three times in my life, and heard the screaming during the game. So when Ken Dorsey becomes unraveled, my takeaway is you're just getting access to it now.
The Ken Dorsey clip is fabulous, because I look at that and the first thing that comes to my mind is the hours someone puts in. Right. We talked about it. That's part of the job. All right. And so when all of that goes into a game plan and you're close and maybe it's a red zone play and a guy doesn't do the right thing or doesn't run the right route and it's fabulous. Nothing gets broken. There's no tablet. Maybe the computer.
Brady's out there breaking tablets.
Yeah, he's breaking tablets. But no, this is that's authentic at least. And yeah,
it happens.
Here's the thing, though. The funny thing is that the camera's there now, and there's only going to be more cameras. They don't ask. They say this is our enhancement this year to our media policy, and so I can recall when they asked me to put a camera in our booth in a game in 2011. I'd fractured my leg on a play that came into the sidelines, and I said, "Sure, you know, put the camera in there, but just let's not, you know, overdo it." And they caught a glimpse of me eating a hot dog at halftime because we were up 50 points against the Colts. But the worst part about it is they threw it in the fourth quarter and acted like I was doing it live. Like that's how. And so, look, the cameras are in the locker room. They're now in the press box. And pretty soon, you know, you're going to have guests on the sidelines. You're going to turn and look, and there's going to be a sponsor there. That was good, though. I got a kick out of watching that because that was actual frustration.
And by the way, he's not hurting anybody. He's among other coaches. I always say this to the media. If you want access, then get over your feelings, because your careers end
100%.
So we can't ask for access as the media and then be offended by how you act.
Right. I thought I didn't think a whole lot, honestly, of Mahomes and Bieniemy and Andy. That I'm sure it was something that, hey, now, more frustrating is that they just lost to the Colts.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD New customers bet $5. That's it. $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports, like all-time NCAA scoring leader Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, and many of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round picks. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net, with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out the most popular trading card brands like Prism, Select, Donruss, and more. For those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Colin Cowherd draft coverage. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots made by hand, time-honored tradition with timeless styles, always on trend. They have first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. If you can't make it to a store, visit Tecovas.com, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
So let me ask you, yeah, I want to go to the Buffalo-Miami game. And this is where I've said I have my concerns with defensive coaches. I'm not saying they're not great. But there's a certain understanding from an offensive coach about the psychology and the emotion of playing a quarterback and the pressure. And so Ron Rivera had Cam, Mike had Big Ben, Mike Tomlin, and now McDermott has Josh Allen. You can't play like this, Bert. Those guys at 33 looked done.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, Sean, you've had 6 years to develop a run game. You can't keep asking Josh Allen to be your run game. I've seen this. It's called Cam and Ben.
Yeah.
And I do, and I don't, and I think Sean's a terrific coach.
Yeah.
Sean, I have a concern. It's like I've seen these defensive coaches use these quarterbacks as battering rams. It's wonderful for 7 years. I don't think Buffalo can keep playing like this for the next 4 years.
Well, it's a long season, and that's the difference between our game and college. I mean, we're 17 regular season games, and so, yeah, the speed of which the game's played and how physical it's played.
No Citadel on that schedule.
Yeah, that's right. I think this, there's still – look, week three took place, a great win for Miami, great win for Mike McDaniel and their program to start off 3-0. And every time you clip to the locker room or the comments, you see a team that's believing.
Yes.
And you see a guy that's done a fantastic job in a very short period of time. One of the things, I always said this, and I knew this when I first got hired in New Orleans, you need a few things to go right for you. You know, each year there's 7, 8, 9 coaches that get hired. And picture 9 Penguins jumping into the frozen Atlantic, and only 2 are going to come up on an iceberg, and the other 7 are going to drown. And that's the same. You have 3 to 4 years to, and so sometimes some good fortune's needed, but success early helps a lot because it helps with credibility,
buy-in, yeah.
Buy-in from the players, but also from ownership and front office. And we started off 3-0 my first year. You know, we won our first 2 road games. We had that return to the dome and beat Atlanta. And I don't know how good our team was, but they believed they were good.
Right. Well, the Miami thing's interesting, too, because the comp was Breeze. That's unfair. But do you see some Breeze in terms of an under – like Drew, I felt, always had a great self-awareness. This is what I'm not. This is what I am.
Yeah.
And you had a self-awareness on what he was and what he wasn't.
Well, he's a tremendous foot athlete. The one thing about Drew, and I think oftentimes – we're all guilty of this one thing. Because they're not 6'4 or 6'3, they must not be as good an athlete. Drew was a tremendous in his athlete. I mean a tremendous tennis player. Anything he did, he could vertically jump up and dunk a basketball. You know, and so I don't see the comparisons with he and Tua. Drew was a classic pocket passer and arguably the most accurate passer our league's ever seen.
I think that's absolutely true. He is the most accurate.
Every study you could look at efficiency, completion percentage, every study would tell you that. But you're seeing a guy in Tua who's gained confidence, and those two speedsters outside, you know, the new Clayton and Duper. I said it a week ago.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
They are
different. I mean, unbelievable, right? I just worry about like them outrunning your pass. That would be my biggest fear. Can I get it to them?
Right. No, but it is true. I just like McDaniel. I like offensive coaches historically have made me smarter. And that's not a knock on defensive guys. But if you never existed or Andy Reid or Bill Walsh, I wouldn't be as smart a football fan. They teach me things. And I like McDaniel's taking some of that San Francisco, and he's probably got about 25% of him in it, where he's like, you know, this part of Kyle, I want to do my own thing. Who was your mentor?
Yeah, well, 2 really. Offensively speaking, Gruden had a lot to do with the direction I went. I worked with him in Philadelphia. Ray Rhodes was our head coach, and John, man, early on, when you come from college and you get into the NFL, you realize there's so much that you don't know. And so I went through that for 2 years with him. And then, you know, law school for me, outside of the scheme per se, the overall picture was certainly Bill Parcells. I mean, just understanding the training room, the weight room, the makeup of your coaching staff, the roster. Bill was great with personnel. He was fabulous with personnel.
Especially the middle and bottom of the roster.
Oh, my gosh. He was always and so I was lucky enough to be around some of those really talented people, and then some of it rubs off, and then you kind of build what you want to do.
What did Parcells – give me a Parcells where he taught you about something, personnel-wise, where you're like, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Shoulders, hips, size.
Every position, all right? Corners, he didn't want high-cut corners.
What's that mean?
Well, we don't want long inseams. We don't want leggy corners. We want low-cut corners.
Okay.
So he liked the corner that was 6 foot, but that was mostly torso, short legs, because they transition better.
Sounds like a tailor.
And right. Well, he if a corner was leggy, it didn't mean he couldn't play. He just prefer
right
corners that were 5'11", 5'11 and a half or taller. If they weren't prototype, the prototype would be defined by position. Corners would be 5'11 and a half, let's say 200 pounds. If they weren't prototype, let's say this was a really good short corner, he didn't want to hear if they were really good. He'd simply say, does he walk on water or not? If he walks on water, we'll put the film on and evaluate him. But if he doesn't, I don't want a team built like that.
He always said, built one of Bill's lines. I've used it in my life. You start making exceptions, you got a team full of exceptions.
100%. But he drafted Aaron Glenn High, who was an undersized corner at the Jets, but he would tell you he walked on water at A&M. That's how good of a player he was. And so you could move him in a direction for a non-prototype player, but it had to be great film. Like it wasn't just good film, it had to be fantastic. But he had that size, speed, makeup for each position. Running backs came in all shapes of sizes.
Yeah.
They could be smaller, they had to have big butts, strong lower bodies, etc.
By the way, so we have to go now to soccer. So I apologize because I got two more questions I want to ask Sean Payton. But right now, FS1, England, Germany, check it out.
Wow.
Okay, now we can stay. Let me just go back to games now. So tonight, it's Giants-Cowboys. And you've got Cooper Rush. And my theory on backups have always been this. If your starter misses two games, can he win one?
Yeah.
You know, once they get film on him, that's why he's a backup.
Yep.
I can't. If we go to four, like Teddy Bridgewater was rare.
Yeah.
Like you go on a five.
We won five in a row with them.
That's unheard of.
Right.
So there is a gap between Dak and Cooper Rush. Jerry Jones said something this week where he was kind of like last week. He said, what a great controversy to have if Cooper's as good. As a coach, you could laugh. Does that create any distress in the room?
I don't know. I think one of the challenges is, well, he's got a weekly show, and so he's got to say something. So pretty soon, you know that. I don't know how you do it. You're on 3 hours a day, every day. You know, content is important, and topics are important, and guests, and I don't know that he has any of that. And so when someone throws out the idea about, well, they won the game, I think they're going to play well while Dak's gone. Because I think defensively, that alone can keep you in it. And you know what? You do have to bow up. The rest of the team has to bow up a little bit.
Sure.
And it can sometimes, something like that can create a sense of urgency within the building that can be helpful. And I think they're playing a team tonight, for instance, that they can get that win on the road.
Yeah.
And they could very easily lose that game as well. I mean, it's that tight of a game when you really look at it, because New York's got some confidence. I think Dallas wins tonight, despite the fact they're playing with their backup and not their starter. Yesterday, I said, I think they're going to win the next couple. I think they play Washington the week after.
Yeah.
And then they run into a tougher game. All right, is Dak back, you know, in week four or not after his injury? But that's the job of the backup. Like, otherwise, you know, we don't have to carry a backup. If we're not going to win when the backup's in, then
right.
Then and so every team has got to be prepared for that. And look, San Francisco, I know they're glad that they have Garoppolo on the roster. And we're going to see more of this. I think we're going to see a few teams that are going to be teetering between starters. You know, Cleveland continues to win. They're 2-1. So that,
right.
When I say continues to win, they really should be 3-0. For a really a bad mistake at the end of a game by that team. But they continue to do that. Let's just say they're at, you know, 8 wins with 2 losses. Does Brissett stay in? Or do you put the new guy in when Watson's back? These are some decisions that are going to take place.
When did you decide with Bridgewater? Because he was 5-0.
Listen, it was looking pretty good. And we, you know, Drew was far enough along, comfortable enough in his own skin. I said, hey, some of this stuff's looked pretty good now. Don't mess it up.
But it's true. You're like, hey, the truth is, Drew, I'd rather you have 6 more days getting healthy, right? By the way, Drew came back off that and had an energy.
It happens to all of us. That game that I missed and was in the press box, I injured my knee. A play had rolled up on my leg. I had surgery. So I missed the week. I was in the hospital, got back. Pete Carmichael, you call the plays. I'll be in the press box. It was going to be a long rehab, and it was the one game I stayed in the press box. We scored 60 points. And right away, we all realized this whole train moves without us. It moves just fine without us.
Wow.
Every one of us, players, coaches, all of us, and including what you do and what all of us do here. And so, Man, I was getting healthy.
That's funny. That is great. So one more question. And I was, you know, I've tried to stay out of the Brady stuff, he and Giselle. That's personal stuff. It's none of my business. But Tom's had a little pretty publicized, you know, it's marriage. It's hard, right? We all know this.
Sure.
I'm married. I'm divorced. I'm married. And I was thinking about this because I knew you're going to be on today. When you have players, Eric Mangini told me this one time. He says, you have no idea. He said, I had two crises per week. These are 23-year-old men.
Yeah.
Many come from no money. Now they've got a ton. They've got 13 people that want tickets. And I think we just don't understand sometimes that it's a lot. You're dealing with no other industry in the world has 24-year-old millionaires. So that creates a psychological and emotional effect. So when Brady's going through this, do you approach? Do you give him space? What did you do with a coach if players, not if, when players had personal strife or crises in their life?
Everyone was different. And look, it was your locker room. It was also your coaching staff. And Eric's right. I mean, you're going to have death with family members. You're going to have sickness. You're going to have births of child. There's going to be a lot of different things when you deal with a group of 120. If you just take the team, the practice squad, the coaching staff, and then, I think the most important thing is you're consistent. You try to help them. You know, ownership for me that whole time was anytime we had a funeral or something, Mrs. Benson did a great job. Her plane was available. We'd go fly and be a part of the process. I think all of that is just how we did business. And I think it, I think when I say it, it's something that I think is very much appreciated by.
Oh, I totally think every,
it's a big deal.
I've had conversations with players like off the air. And I'll, you know, I'll ask them questions like, and all of them say, I felt like I was treated like a human. Like some kids, like I grew up in the South.
Yeah.
I end up in Seattle. I know nobody.
Right.
I've never had to get my own apartment. My parents can't afford. And it's like, do we understand how, no, I know a lot of American kids are, but you're thrust into fame, money, moving, apartment. If you're a single guy, no girlfriend, you're trying to make the team and you've got some lease manager calling you.
Right.
It's a lot.
Right. How do we help bridge that gap? And these guys are independent. They have a lot on their plate, but to your point, they're human beings, and to think that at any one point all 53 on the roster are all healthy, everything's going on great at home, and no, it's a ginormous family with a ton of intricacies, problems. All sorts of emotions, and so you spend a lot of time during the course of any work week, maybe spending a little bit of extra time with a certain player. Is there anything I can do to help out? I think that is something that is part of it. It's part of being the head coach, managing that.
And look how many lives you've affected.
And being consistent. Well, what's amazing is when you have a chance to go back and see a few players that you coach, and you're like, God, I forget the year I coached you. In other words, we worked together. It happens all the time. When I flew here last week, there was a player that I had signed from Oregon that was sitting in the plane seat next to me. He said, yeah, you cut me. And I said, well, I'm sorry I did that. I was cut myself four times. But we just chatted on the flight in, and he was an offensive lineman out of Oregon, and there's thousands after a while.
Yeah. All right, Sean Payton, this is such a joy for us. It's I just love this stuff. Now, are you going back up to you know where? Or are you going back to MB?
Back to Pacific Northwest for
undisclosed location.
Yep, for another week or so, and then pretty soon it'll be settled down out here in California.
By the way, you know, the minute the show ended last week, I went home and said, honey, I want you to look up something on the internet. We were sitting there for hours.
At the airport, there's a huge billboard about Eastern Washington. Is that your alma mater?
Yes. Eastern Washington. Eastern Washington University.
Yeah.
And Cooper Kupp.
Cooper Kupp, right? Not Cooper Rush.
Cooper Kupp.
Anyway, no, I thought of you. So No, it's a great area. And
great golf, lakes everywhere.
Yeah, good temperature right
dry,
now.
Dry, arid temperatures. It's a great place to live.
Yeah.
Great seeing you, Coach.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on.
You bet.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HERD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports, like all-time NCAA scoring leader Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, and many of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round picks. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net, with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out the most popular trading card brands like Prizm, Select, Donruss, and more. For those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Colin Cowherd draft coverage. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots made by hand, time-honored tradition with timeless styles, always on trend. They have first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. If you can't make it to a store, visit Tecovas.com, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Welcome back on a Monday. Sean Payton, as always, delivered. Here's J-Mac with the news.
No.
Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline
right
News.
Now, we got some movement in the AP Top 10 College Football. Top 5 remain the same, but your Oklahoma Sooners, or should I say Joel Klatt's Oklahoma Sooners, they suffered a bad loss to Kansas State, tumbled all the way to 18. Arkansas, I like them. They lost to Texas A&M, dropped down to 20. Tennessee and NC State are now in the top 10 in college football.
Kentucky's the most. Kentucky, I think right now, this morning, Kentucky would beat USC. I think USC and Kentucky would both beat Clemson, although Clemson's got some individually great players on defense. I'd go Georgia 1, Bama 2, Ohio State 3, Michigan 4, Kentucky 5, USC 6, Clemson 7, and then you can have who you want. I think Kentucky's got the best quarterback, potentially, Will Levis, in college football, and I think they have a great staff. That's the team. I know we think of basketball with Kentucky.
Yeah.
That team is going to knock somebody off in the SEC.
Yeah. It's
a big dog.
USC is 6, but they are going to be underdogs at Utah in a couple weeks.
They should be.
3 weeks, yeah. But that's how weird these rankings are. Like, why is USC 6 if they're going to be underdogs at Utah?
Yeah, I mean, Utah is a really tough matchup for them. Yeah. Think about Oregon State, better quarterback, and tougher matchup.
Yeah.
So, bigger road, you know, Utah's got better matchups against USC than Oregon State did, with a better quarterback and a history of putting a lot of guys in the league.
Home field means something in college football.
Oh,
NFL, a little less so, but in college football, it's definitely
more. Oh, I think you watch teams all the time. If Utah would have played Florida in Salt Lake, they beat them. They go to Gainesville, and they lose.
Tough loss.
It's a hard. You're talking about 19-year-old kids in front of 100,000 people sometimes.
Yeah, significant. All right, next up, huge bummer for the L.A. Chargers. News was just announced about an hour ago that their great left tackle, Rashawn Slater, left the loss with a biceps injury, and they are ruptured, and he's out for the season. And that's just devastating for Justin Herbert, Colin. This team, they're snake bit. They cannot stay healthy. J.C. Jackson, their cornerback, he was out last week. Keenan Allen out. Bosa hurt. Their linebacker, Kenneth Murray, got injured. He's one of their best run stoppers. Like, they can't get healthy, man. It's a huge bummer.
And also, you know, we talked about this with Sean Payton, and he confirmed this, is that nobody's playing in the preseason. People aren't – there's not a lot of season-ending injuries, but yesterday, half the D-line for Buffalo, 3 of their 4 secondary starters out. Tampa offensively, is half the offense is backups. So, I mean, they had their 3 receivers and their left tackle out and almost went to overtime with Green Bay.
Yeah.
So I just think if we're not going to play anybody in the preseason – this is what you're going to see. A lot of nagging injuries in September and early October until guys' bodies get used to it.
And we didn't even talk about it. Mac Jones, the high ankle sprain, he's going to be out. Dak Prescott out. It's just rough. All right, final story. The NFL announced a bit of a surprise this morning. The Pro Bowl is done. It will be replaced with the Pro Bowl games, not to be confused with the Hunger Games. Apparently, it will consist of week-long skills competitions.
Love it.
And a flag football game.
Love it.
You're in, huh? 2023, this will be in Vegas. Of course, the flag football game will be February 5th at Allegiant Stadium.
Always thought it was ridiculous, non-competitive. Nobody wanted to be there. You went for vacations. And now if they can reduce the preseason to 2 games, everybody gets 1 home preseason game. And you can, you know, you play. Nobody wants to play starters. You can if you want. But, you go and you play all the rookies and the undrafted free agents in the first preseason game. Then you give the starters a couple of reps in the second. Then you're off and running. This is an optic league. It's the best television sport in America.
Yeah.
The Pro Bowl was ridiculous, bad look. The preseason, ridiculous, bad look. Just get those out. There's no reason for them.
I don't know what the skills are that we haven't seen a full list of them, but I hope... like the 50-yard dash. Maybe not the 50, but the 100-yard dash.
I'll tell you what I love.
Just sprinting, speed.
I love the quarterback drill where the tires moving and you have to make the hard throws.
Yeah.
I love that.
Aaron Rodgers will clean up at that. We know he won't be in the Super Bowl, so he can go to the
skills. That's a really good point.
The skills competition and clean up and throwing a football through a tire 30 yards down the field.
J-Mac with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herdline News.
Boy, it was. Now, did you watch a lot of Saturday? I watched a lot of Saturday football.
I watched a little Saturday. I had my first tennis match. You know, I joined a ladder, and I smoked this guy 7-5, 6-4. In the heat. Then I came down to have a beverage and fell asleep watching college football.
Okay, so I didn't fall asleep. I watched like seven games. It is ridiculous. Oklahoma now, you really believe there are 17 teams better than Oklahoma, really, in the country?
But, Colin, the problem is Oklahoma lost, and now their season is basically over. They're
not
making the playoffs.
That's not true. Well, if they because they've got games against Baylor, and they've got games. I think they have a Texas game, of course. They've got enough games. Oklahoma State right now is ranked top 7 or 8 in the country. They got enough wins. If they win dominating over Oklahoma State, Texas, Baylor, they can get to the playoff. Absolutely. Now, I don't think they will, but here's my thing. When Lincoln Riley left, hey, we're soft. I'm so glad that guy is out of here. In 4 years, you won 11-11-11-11, and 3 of 4 years you got to the playoff. You think Venables is going to top that going into the SEC? Are you out of your mind? Outside of Bama, who is disappointed in 4 straight 11-win seasons and 3 trips, no wins, but 3 trips to the playoff? Take Bama out. Georgia may be getting into that space now where they would want wins. But the idea that Lincoln Riley is a better coach than Brent Venables, it's not a dispute. I've got proof. Venables didn't even get a head job until 50. At 33 years old, Lincoln Riley was being offered NFL jobs, like McVay at 32. That's not to say that every brilliant 33-year-old becomes rich. But when you watch the Zuckerbergs and the Jeff Bezos and a lot of these guys, it's the early 30s where they're like, wow. People are like, wow, brain power deluxe. If you think Brett Venables is a better coach than Lincoln Riley today, I can't help you, because that's not a tough one. 75% of coordinators, even the good ones, do not work as head coach. I'm not saying Venables won't, but Lincoln's better.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait.
Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection, and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.